Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to I Am One, where I am one with the Creator and one with myself. Today I wanted to come on and just have a chit-chat. So I am in my spiritual walk, as I'm sure many of you are, whether you have a special religious path that you follow or cult path or just a spiritual path, conscious path, whatever term you give it. But there is a journey that you're on as you navigate this earth plane. And especially for those who call themselves a witch or a sorcerer, a cultist, whatever, a conscious person, there's a term that continually comes up no matter what path you're in. And the term is called shadow work. If you're not familiar with that, that's what this topic is going to be about today. And so in my spiritual practice, I am seeking to go deeper and explore different realms. And as I pursue that, as I get more information about that, that term continually comes up. You got to do your shadow work. You got to do your shadow work. Shadow work and meditation. Those are the two terms you'll hear often and always, shadow work and meditation. So I decided to just investigate what is shadow work. Oh, I kind of had an idea that you're going deeper within yourself and you're dealing with maybe personal issues or inner issues that you don't normally deal with on the surface. And especially for people who are getting to into the spiritual practices outside of Christianity or, the major religious practices, and you're doing things other than those three categories, Jewish traditions, Islamic traditions, or Christianity traditions. And so you're moving outside of that. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those, but for those who have come out of those traditions and they're exploring other avenues, that's the big thing that we all hear. Shadow work. Shadow work, shadow work, shadow work, shadow work, shadow work. Well, what is the big deal about shadow work? As I began to investigate and explore and search and seek, I started looking for different books to kind of help just make this more concrete instead of this abstract term that everybody keeps throwing around. So I went on Amazon, started looking for books that deal with the subject. I'm also a Prime member, so I was trying to find maybe an Audible book that I can listen to in the meantime. And as I was looking and searching, I found a lot of journals, shadow book workbooks, shadow book journals, and mostly journals. But I wasn't finding really any books that just dealt with this, because what's the point of getting a journal when you don't know what you're doing in the first place? So I finally found a book that is a workbook and a journal. And as I started reading this book, the name of it is The Complete Shadow Work, Workbook and Journal. The author is Kelly Bramblett. And as I began reading this book yesterday, she is breaking down what shadow work really is. What are you doing when you're approaching this term called shadow work? And basically, in a nutshell, you are going into your subconscious to deal with, for many people, it's dealing with trauma. For many people, it's dealing with reasons why you react or relate or operate the way that you do. There is something hidden within you that causes you to respond to people the way you respond, or to have certain fears that you have, or if something traumatic happened to you, like you had a major accident, or you had a major loss in your life due to a death in the family, a death of a loved one that was near and dear to you, some kind of event that took place, or some type of upbringing that you had that in your present life, your present state, no matter how old you are, a child, teenager, adult, that causes you to either go 10 toes down or sweep everything under the rug. And so there is a reason why we do the things we do, in a nutshell, for various reasons, trauma, major incident, accident, whatever the case may be. There is a reason, a subconscious reason for why we do the things we do, why we treat people the way we treat them, why we allow certain things in our lives, why we accept certain things. And so in dealing with this, because I wanted to go deeper in my spiritual work, my spiritual path, especially for those, like I said, who are occultists, whether you call yourself a witch or a Wiccan, sorcerer, whatever the term you use, what we find or what I'm seeing is a lot of people jump into doing a spell work, jump into conjuring this or conjuring that, and they themselves are broken. They themselves have not healed. They themselves are coming from an unbalanced place. So while the spell may work or while the incantation may work, if you're not ready to deal with the consequences and the repercussions and what you bring to pass, it's all for naught. It's not really doing you any good. It's not really taking you to a higher place. And that's whether you're religious or non-religious, atheist, whatever the case may be, if you are not a whole person, if you are not an okay person with yourself, forget about trying to be okay with everybody else. If you're not an okay person with yourself, doing all this work, all these prayers, all these incantations, all these rituals, all this spell work and conjuring and everything that you're doing, while it may work, you're still no better off. You're still the same broken. You're still the same unbalanced. You're still the same insecure person that you were when you started that process, when you started that spell, when you started that working. And when you're wanting to go, as I'm learning, when you're wanting to go deeper and quote-unquote darker, if you are not okay with yourself, going darker may do you more harm than good. I'll say that again. When you're willing to go darker or wanting to go darker, wanting to go deeper, wanting to really delve into other things, if you are not whole and if you are not okay with yourself, that is going to do you more harm than good. What am I talking about? Those who want to go onto what is called left-hand path or the darker path, the occultic path, where you're dealing with not just angels, but you're dealing with demons, quote-unquote demons as well, where you're dealing with these entities that we have been conditioned to think that they're evil, that they're going to harm us, and that we should avoid. When you decide that you want to experience all that there is to experience, and you haven't dealt with yourself on the front end of that, going into those realms, and even dealing with angels, I'll even put that in there because we think angels are those, they love us and they're there to help us. Even dealing with your ancestors, you think your ancestors are there to look after you and to love you and support you and to be your ally, but if you are still not okay and if you still have not dealt with you and the deep, dark shadow of yourself, there's nothing that the ancestors can do that's really going to help you be your best self. And while they're rooting for you and rallying for you, you need to understand that there's a lot that you have inherited from them, good, bad, and indifferent. And if you don't deal with the good, bad, and indifferent, especially the bad and indifferent, you are not being your best self. You are not giving you to utilize what's really deep inside of you. And so going into this quote-unquote shadow work process will help you uncover, will help you face head on, and will help you muddle through it. Now, I like what I'm reading so far in her book because she is saying that when you go into this part of you, some things are going to come up. And I believe that's why a lot of people don't want to deal with the shadow, because, and I'm one of them, so I'm going to confess. When I looked at what shadow work really is, I'm like, okay, I've gone through the trauma. I've faced it and I've moved on. But have I really? And if I have, why be afraid to tackle it again, to really get deep, to really get to the nitty-gritty, and to use it for my benefit? I have been watching the series Fargo on Hulu. I don't know if you've seen it or heard of it. The movie came out, I don't know how many years ago, but now there was a series, and it's still on Hulu now. So I've been watching that series, and there's five seasons that are out there. Season four, I started watching, and I guess it was so slow or it was too all over the place, and I stopped watching it. Yesterday, I was tempted, I'll say that, to go ahead and finish it, to just give it another chance and muddle through it to see if there was something that was going to grab my attention and pull all what I had seen thus far together, and it eventually did. And it didn't happen until episode 10. There's 11 episodes. It didn't really happen until episode 10. And in episode 10, if you haven't seen it, or if you have, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That dealt with this young girl who's 17 years old. Her family has a funeral business, and they sought out financial help from a mob boss. And they ended up giving the money back that the mob boss had given them, but the mob boss wasn't accepting the money, and he was eventually saying, I'm taking your business and I'm taking your house. And so they were at the beck and call of this mob boss. So he began moving his business items into their funeral home because to him, it belonged to him. And so he had every right to utilize it and store and do whatever he wanted with it. So the 17-year-old daughter was very brave, very smart. And what she realized, she had this conversation with her mother, and she asked her about this spirit that she asked if their family was cursed. And her mother began to give her some insight into the background of their family, the African-American family. So she told her the story about her great-great, I believe it was grandfather, who was on the ship. And her grandmother, so her great-grandmother, who was on the ship as well, and she talked about how they were chained and shackled and the ship was going down, and her great-great-grandfather got a hold of the shipmaster. His name was Roach. And she was talking about this spirit. She did how he handled this man who wouldn't free them as the boat was going down and so forth and so on. But the spirit of this man has traveled with their family down the generations. And she began talking about the spirit that she was seeing in the nighttime. And her daughter has now inherited the spirit. So when the daughter understood, okay, this is the man, I understand who he is, because he obviously spirits will, you know, frighten you in the nighttime and what, you know, whatever. And she began to understand that this spirit, while it has traveled with her bloodline throughout the generations, she began to utilize in a particular manner, utilize the spirit for her benefit. But if she had not understood what was going on, she could have allowed this to continue to traumatize her or scare her or cause her to not have peaceful sleep in the evening, in the nighttime hours. And so there was a situation that was taking place where this neighbor across the street was going to try to do her harm for something that she exposed about this neighbor. I'm trying not to give away too much. But when this neighbor tried to bring her harm, she harnessed the power of this spirit that has traveled throughout her bloodline for her benefit. And she could not do that if she had not gone within herself to understand that while this is part of me. Let me use this for my benefit. And she did. And in doing shadow work, we need to understand that while things happened to us and they weren't right and they weren't fair, and you may not have asked for those things to happen to you, but it's part of your narrative in this earth realm. Learning how to transmute it, learning how to turn it over and utilize it for your benefit, for your growth, for your self-improvement, your self-mastery, your better, higher self is the key to you having a successful life in this realm. Whether you want to continue to call yourself a Christian, atheist, Buddhist, whatever you want to call yourself, if you don't deal with yourself, you can have that title, but you can't fully function in it until you deal with yourself. That is the purpose of shadow work. And I'm understanding in my 58 years of life that I want to, however many years I have left in this earth realm, I want them to be the best years that I have ever experienced. And while I think I'm on a good roll now, I want it to be even better. And I want it to be the best that it can possibly be. And that doesn't mean I'm not going to still face hardships. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to still have mountains that I have to climb or obstacles that I have to overcome. But it's about dealing with myself, realizing the blood that's running through my veins, the DNA that I have, and using that DNA for my good, whatever that is, whatever strengths that is, whatever weaknesses that is, whatever fears that is, whatever goals that is, whatever power that I think I have and I know that I have, I got to harness all that and I got to make all that work together and I got to make it work for my highest good. And in order to do that, I got to face what got me here in the first place. So I would like to invite you to join me on this journey. And the first thing you would need to do is to purchase this book. It's called The Complete Shadow Work, Workbook and Journal by Kelly Bramblett. It's in the description box. Check it out. And then I need you to email me, onewithhim22@gmail.com, if you want to tackle your shadow as well. Because it's one thing to do it by yourself, and it's great that you do, but it's also good to have support when you do it. I'm willing to do it by myself, but support is cool too. So if you're one of those where you want to do it, but you feel like support would help you embrace. And it's not about knowing your business. I don't want to know your business because guess what? I'm not telling you all mine. But as we go through this process, it is good to know that someone is there to support you. Now, I'm no trained therapist. My bachelor's is in psychology, but I'm no trained therapist. So I'm not here to be your therapist. I'm here to be a co-partner with you as we each go through our individual work. And there are some things we can share about how we're accessing, how we're developing, how we are processing. And guess what? If you, in going through this process, feel you need professional help, I love, and that's the part that I've read thus far in this book. She's not telling you to come to her. She's saying whoever you can get professional help from, that is trained to deal with this type of work, find that person and utilize that person. So we have help all around us, our ancestors, our spirit allies, God, the Lord, Jesus, the angels, the demons, whoever you want to call on, who you believe is there cheering you on, rooting for you, wanting you to get this done so that you can fully be the truest, authentic self that you're supposed to be. They're there, but we got to put in the work. We've got to face our darkness, and we got to make our darkness work for us. So in that, there's going to be some triggers. There's going to be some things that you thought you dealt with and it was buried and gone, and you're going to find out you really didn't. You did some surface work, but you didn't really get deep. You really didn't go to the heart of the matter. And you're going to have to be courageous and bold enough to do that. I'm going to have to be courageous and bold enough to do that. But if we really want to go and be, we're going to have to do it. So as I'm introducing this, I want to read, just to give you an idea about the book, I want to read the dedication real quick. She says, "I dedicate this book to all those who are doing their work, healing their wounds, and continuously striving toward self-improvement. Thank you for doing your part." And I want to read chapter one. I don't think I'll read the whole, or maybe I'll just read the introduction. Introduction. "Welcome to this new and exciting journey. My name is Kelly Bramblett, and I will be guiding you through the shadow work laid out for you in this workbook. I am a trauma care specialist, emotional freedom technique, EFT practitioner, life coach, law of attraction practitioner, and Usui Reiki master teacher. Beyond all the certifications and titles, though, I am a survivor of trauma and someone who is deeply motivated to help heal the collective by teaching others how to first heal themselves. The most valuable lessons I learned weren't obtained through classes. They were given to me through my personal shadow work journey back to health, which spanned more than 20 years. I moved at a pace of two steps forward, one step back. The slow forward movement occurred primarily because I did not possess the tools I needed to process and heal my wounded self. The learning was slow, but the lessons were potent. Over time, as my life improved, I knew I wanted to teach others all that I had learned so that they didn't have to spend 20 years figuring it out like I did. What you learn in this workbook will support you for the rest of your life if you apply the practices and techniques consistently. Even though my shadow work journey was based around healing my unresolved wounding, there are many layers to this work. The shadow is just another word for the unconscious mind. A lot happens beneath the surface of our awareness. Our limiting beliefs, conditioned thinking, unresolved wounding, shame, ego self, and deepest fears are all aspects of the shadow mind. These things combined are the cause of our toxic cycles, triggering, and general dissatisfaction. This workbook is for anyone who feels stuck or has a longing for more. It is for those of you who have a true desire to understand yourself and are willing to look at the uncomfortable aspects of your hidden psyche with the energy of love, compassion, and radical self-acceptance. I know this may sound a little or maybe even very scary right now, but I will be here to gently guide you the entire way by providing you with the evidence-based tools that will continue to support you long after you finish working through this book. While this workbook has been created to empower you so that you feel confident doing this on your own, it is not a replacement for professional treatment such as therapy. If at any time you do feel that this work is triggering emotions or intrusive thoughts that feel too heavy to manage alone, seek help. There is no shame in admitting when we need support. None of us are meant to go at it alone through this life. It's true that shadow work can be quite uncomfortable, but it is also rewarding and enjoyable. Remember, we never stop growing or learning. Allow this truth to bring you into relaxation as you work through this book. Take a deep breath, and when you are ready, let's get started." So that's where I am. I actually read through chapter two today, but that's where I am with inviting you to join me in this journey so that you have someone who's also doing it alongside you. Our trauma, our experiences are different and they're unique and specific to us, but the process knowing that somebody else is working on their shit while you're working on yours is beneficial, is helpful, is comforting. So again, I encourage you to go ahead, order the book, get it in your hand, email me, onewithhim22@gmail.com, and let's gather a community that comes together as we go through our stuff, as we work through our stuff, and as we come out whole on the other side, ready to face every difficulty on the other side. One of the things that she says that I've seen her say a couple times thus far in reading this book is, it's perfectly, how does she say it? I wrote it down. Hold on 1 second. Oh, it's perfectly okay to be imperfect. So even in working with our shadow, working with the dark side of us, doesn't mean we're going to be perfect. It just means we're being okay with not being perfect. And even as we work through and we overcome and we continue to move and process and experience this life, we know it's not going to be perfect, but we're going to have the tools in our hand, in our wheelhouse, in our back pocket to get us through everything that we face as we face the back end and even as we go forward on the front end, moving into our future. We're going to be okay. So if you're interested in joining me in this journey, reach out. We'll get our little community together, and we'll walk this path as one in our individuality, in our individual process, and make this life happen and make it work for us. So with that, have a great day. I'll see you all soon. Peace and blessings to you all.